out on the phone now to Ari Adler, who is spokesman for House Speaker Jace Bolger. Good evening, Ari. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Well, very. You have to be good on a day like this outside. Did you get outside at all today?
It is beautiful. I was able to walk around a little bit in between meetings, you know, from one building to the next, and I took my time as much as I could.
Very good, very good. One of those pure Michigan days. The battle may be looming again over retirement health benefits. Came out about a week ago that there's going to be some changes. House Bill 4701 and 4702, if I'm correct, are looking at changing retirement health benefits for public employees. Tell me where this comes from.
Well, yeah, you're right on the bill numbers. The key thing to remember in all of this is that this is simply a proposal at this time, and there's a lot of discussion already started, and there's going to be much more debate and discussion over this. The proposal came from Governor Snyder's office, specifically the State Budget Office under the Budget Director John Nixon. They came up with this idea. They're trying to address long-term unfunded liabilities for the state and looking out long-term to see what we can do to try to get some costs under control. So when someone has a proposal like that, you start to hear a lot of people talking about it, and there's a lot of information and misinformation. So Representative Rogers, Bill Rogers from Brighton, he introduced the bill to, as did Chuck Moss, they each took a bill. And, you know, they introduce bills and put stuff in writing, and that's really how you get things accomplished in the legislature, is you put things in writing, and then everyone knows exactly what's been proposed. They have something very specific to work with and to react to, and that's what we're going to deal with now in the committee process as these bills start to go, I want to say move forward, but that's just sort of a phrase at this point. We don't know if they're going to move yet or not, but we have a lot of discussion to have yet.
Well, and as you say, this is the starting point. You can't even have serious discussions unless you have a place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've worked for a number of people in the legislature, and the common theme always has been if you want to get people to the table and, you know, in order to discuss something, introduce a bill. That's the fastest way to get people to pay attention and start talking and having some serious discussion.
Well, I had Ray Holman on UAW 6000, who represents thousands of state employees. I had him on last week, and he used made the comment, my paraphrasing, you know, that this really surprised him. They thought they had, you know, things had calmed down a little bit. Does that reaction surprise you at all with these bills?
Well, I think it's surprising if someone is surprised at this point, given the history of what we've seen already in the first few months, you know, first 4 or 5 months here of legislative action. We have seen a lot of proposals from the governor's office. We have seen proposals from the House and the Senate that are showing that we are thinking differently now in Lansing. There are ideas of things to make things better. We are not afraid to ask some difficult questions and have some discussions. So I really don't think it should surprise anyone when any of these ideas come forward, you know, in terms of addressing the cost to taxpayers of operating government.
Well, and you mentioned John Nixon earlier, budget director, and one of the quotes that came out, or one of the comments that came out from him, is he's very focused on trying to bring down long-term liabilities, which is what you talked about, unfunded liabilities long-term. In the view of the Snyder administration, this has to change. It simply has to.
Well, and we agree with them in that part, and certainly we need to look at what is going on in terms of the long-term debt for this state. And, you know, we talk about it in various terminology, and unfunded liabilities is a popular one over at the budget office, but essentially what that breaks down to is it's debt for our kids and our grandkids, because we have a system in Michigan where we do not pre-fund any of our liabilities for the retirement, so pension, health care, that sort of thing. It's sort of a pay-as-you-go system. So as people retire and they are, you know, eligible for these payments, the state pays for those as they go. And what that means is that you have this huge debt of over $40 billion that we know is going to have to be paid at some point. And we haven't been funding that. Now, with the budget that we just passed that takes effect next year, the October 1st of this year, we're starting to make some payments towards that debt to try to bring that down. And so folks will know that that money is there. But now, you know, the budget office and the governor's office are looking at it from the standpoint of what's going on with the system as a whole, not just how to pay for it, but should we look at changing the system overall? And, you know, that's their job is to propose ideas, and it's our job to take them on and try to make them better if we can, or see what people's concerns are and go from there.
The last time some of these issues with retirement pensions and health care benefits came up, lawsuits ensued. And granted, again, we're talking about a proposal at this point, but what kind of pushback are you hearing, even though it's in these early discussion stages?
Well, it's interesting because, yeah, that was over the proposal or the bills that were passed that said that state employees would pay 3% towards their retiree health care. That took effect, you know, it was in 2010 when they did that, and it was supposed to go for 3 years, and there's been talk of extending that. What's interesting is these bills actually eliminate that 3% contribution and change the system overall. So that 3% that is currently, that people are currently suing the state over, that would sort of eliminate that court case. The 3% would be ended. As I understand it, the way the bill's written, the employees would get their 3% back, anything they've contributed so far, and then we'd move to this entirely different type of system. So it's very complicated, and I don't say that, like, you know, people can't understand it, but all of us who are trying to get a handle on this, when you look at the different analyses that have been done so far, it addresses people differently based on years of service, whether they're in a defined benefit pension system or if they're already on the state's 401k system. There's just a lot to absorb here, and that's why the committee process is going to be so important with this one.
Well, and I did have Representative Bill Rogers on last week, so I'm pleased to hear, Ari, that you said it was complicated, because I think during the interview with him, I just said, so I'm not the only one who's not real clear on this, because he was very carefully trying to explain this to myself and to listeners, and it is, unless it's in black and white in front of you, there is a lot to go through, because it is the changing of the system.
It is absolutely a huge change in a very large system that affects thousands of state employees. And so we need to really make sure we understand what we're doing. You know, there's always the laws that we pass, and then there's the laws of unintended consequences. And so we have to be very careful with those as well. And I think that's what we're going to do here is move slow enough that we can make sure we address these concerns and don't have these unintended consequences. But at the same time, we don't want to bog down. We want to keep moving quickly on some of these things so that we can start to affect some change.
Well, and are you hearing from across the aisle, are you hearing any outrage? I don't want to mischaracterize. What are you hearing at this point? Again, early on.
Well, it is early on, and it's not uncommon for, you know, folks who are part of the union or Democrats on the other side of the aisle from us who have many union supporters, to certainly stand up and question changes to the status quo. I mean, that is what we have had for many years. We've had this system. And I don't know if people will recall, but we went from a defined benefit system to a defined contribution system back, would have been in 1997 or so, the late 90s, when people went away. You know, if you were hired in at that point, you were no longer receiving a state pension. You weren't eligible. You had to go into the 401k system. And there was a lot of uproar at that time about that, but it was the right thing to do for the long-term stability of the state. And we could see out of this plan here that there are some things that could be done that would help with long-term fiscal stability. And so we need to at least have this discussion and take a look at all of these ideas.
And from House Speaker Jay Spolders' opinion and point of view and where you are in discussions with this, you see this as a change going in the right direction?
We think it is. You know, it certainly is looking at what we can do to affect long-term liabilities for the state and what state employees, you know, should be receiving when you compare what the taxpayers are receiving in their jobs. I mean, we are employed by the taxpayers, and so we need to look at what we're getting as state employees versus what our employers, the taxpayers, are receiving. And there is some, discrepancy there in terms of what levels folks are getting. So we need to take that into account, whether it's health care or retirement or anything else that we're looking at. And that's where the speaker is on a lot of this stuff is let's look at some comparisons and what is fair. But at the same time, making sure that, you know, we're not unfairly treating state employees who have dedicated many years of service in many instances to the state and to public service. And we want to make sure that, you know, they're taken care of as well.
Well, Ari, as always, I appreciate your perspective on the issues and trying to help us wade through them all as laymen here to try to get a handle on some changes that may be coming. Thanks so much for your help.
Anytime. This is one that's going to be around for a while. It is very complicated. We'll be talking about it again, I'm sure.
Okay. Thanks so much, Ari.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Very good.